I thought it good that we might come today, and today is whenever you hear this message labeled a communion, I thought it good that we should come to the table of the Lord. What is this table of the Lord, which is called by many the communion table, and by many others the Eucharist? I really don't like the religious sense of that word, but I love the true meaning for the word found in the Greek. Eucharist means thanksgiving. Now, when Jesus was gathered with his disciples at that which is called the Last Supper, he took bread and he took wine. We have these elements in front of us. They are but symbols. Jesus said, when you do this, he said, as oft as ye do this in remembrance of me. The night he did it happened to be the Passover. We can hearken back to the first Passover, and we can look wherein we are told, and they ate the roasted lamb for strength. And in Psalm 105, 37th verse, it says, describing those people who went out from Egypt, that there was not a feeble one in their midst. There was another Passover happening that we can find in the 30th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Wherein Hezekiah sent to all of Judah and Israel to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. We read that in the 29th chapter, it says, in the 20th verse, then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Lord, and they brought 7 bullocks and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 goats for a sin offering. In the laws of the offerings, there was a trespass offering. That was for the sins you knew about. And there was a sin offering. That was for our condition. We're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we, thank God for His mercy, we are sinners. It says, and they brought forth the he-goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon him, that is, committed their sinful nature, their sinful condition on the goats. And the priests killed them, and they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar to make an atonement for Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. All those influenced. By God's choice. This communion table is not by rote. It's not by ceremony or prescribed rites. If you read the passages, and we're not going to do that today, but my recommendation is that you read the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st chapters of 2 Chronicles, because they did it in the second month, not in the first month. First month was Passover. They did it in the second month. But it says as they were gathered, it says in the 11th verse, it's funny, it says, so Hezekiah sent letters out for all the people to come to Jerusalem. And it says in the 10th verse of the 30th chapter, so the posts passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, diverse of Asher and Manasseh and of Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart. As we come to this table and look at these symbols, we should have one heart. It goes on to say, for a multitude of the people, even many from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they did eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon everyone that prepared his heart to seek God. The Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary, not by law, but by the heart. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah, and he healed the people. And you, if you read the following verses, the people's response was to give. It says, in the fifth verse of the 31st chapter, the children of Israel brought abundance of the first fruits of the corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah, they dwelt in the cities that dwelt in the cities of Judah. They also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of the holy things which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heaps. And in the third month, remember, he did this in the second month, and in the third month they began to lay the foundation of the heaps, that is, that which was given, and finished in the seventh month. It took them 4 months to put up in store all the people's response to the celebration of the Passover. And the understanding that it provided to the people, and the people's response at this table, two elements, that broken bread of which Jesus said, this is my body which is given for you, and the understanding from Exodus, from 2 Chronicles, from Isaiah 53, is that by the Lord Jesus and by his stripes, there is healing. We're not talking spiritual, we're talking physical. That by his stripes, we were healed. That is, by the stripes of Jesus. And we come by faith and do take this bread. And because the heart believes, the mouth does speak, and we say, with his stripes, as we take this bread, we as Peter said, we were healed in Jesus. That night, Jesus also took the cup. And he said, this is my blood. The blood of the New Testament. This is my blood, which is shed for you. That first Passover, they slew the lamb and put the blood on the doorpost and lintels, that when the death angel passed over and saw the blood, not judging the worthiness, not judging the guilt or innocence of those who were inside, but when he saw the blood, he passed over. In Hezekiah's time, his prayer made public that we might understand his his prayer for them, saying, the good Lord, pardon everyone. Isaiah tells us, that all we like sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way. But as we come to this table and understand the hand of God was to give us one heart, we can look through this cup and we see Jesus and we see his life and we see that which was given for us. And have an understanding that the Lord laid on him, that is on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. As referenced in the earlier message today, Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. As we look through this cup to Jesus and understand what he has done for us, and we take this cup, with the understanding. We are saved by grace, means unmerited favor. We understand. That Jesus took upon himself all that caused God to be against us, and that in him we do have peace with God. Take the cup, thanking God for his grace in Jesus. Amen.